AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A resolution condemning Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem has won approval in the UN Security Council, with the U.S. abstaining from the vote. That does not mean the Obama administration supports the settlements. Ambassador Samantha Power told the Security Council the U.S. has spoken out against such settlements for decades.
Israeli settlement activity in territories occupied in 1967 undermines Israel's security, harms the viability of a negotiated two-state outcome, and erodes prospects for peace and stability in the region.
President-elect Trump had called for the U.S. to veto the resolution. After the vote, he tweeted, "Things will change after January 20th. The president-elect also has reopened the debate over nuclear weapons by calling for the U.S. to boost its nuclear capability.
Actually growing the nuclear arsenal would amount to a sharp U.S. strategy shift. But a Trump transition team spokesman says the president-elect's tweet amounts to a warning to nations like Russia and China, who are talking about expanding their nuclear capability. MSNBC's reporting, Trump told one of its hosts in a phone call, "Let it be an arms race," vowing the U.S. will outmatch and outlast them all. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
In a news conference Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he saw nothing unusual in Trump's nuclear weapons pledge, adding the statement is in line with the president-elect's campaign promises. The parents of a 20-year-old college student who died in Oakland's deadly warehouse fire have filed a lawsuit in the disaster. Our Mike Gracia tells us the fire is still under investigation.
The December 2nd fire broke out as a $10-a-head music performance and party was underway in the 10,000-square-foot building. The Alameda County District Attorney's Office is still working to determine whether any criminal charges are warranted in what was the deadliest building fire in the U.S. in more than a decade.
And again, that is the AP's Mike Gracia. This is AP Radio News. With less than a month before Donald Trump's inauguration, plans are being made for the parade and celebrations that will take place that week. There's been a dust-up, though, over whether the famous Radio City Music Hall Rockettes will be performing.
One of the Rockettes took to Instagram to say she was embarrassed and disappointed by the gig performing at Trump's inauguration, triggering calls for a boycott by some on social media. Critics posted the phone numbers of the dancers' union and the Rockettes' employer, Madison Square Garden Company, to urge complaints. But MSG says no dancers are being compelled to attend the event. Instead, they are voluntarily signing up, and there are more Rockettes signed up than slots available. Julie Walker, New York.
Carrie Fisher is recovering after a medical emergency on board a flight to Los Angeles. The Star Wars actress is said to be in ICU, but little is being said about her condition. TMZ is reporting she may have had a heart attack. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.